Hello and welcome to Carlson and Chill. My name is Andrew.
And I'm Courtney.
And this is our 10th episode.
Woo, double digits.
We made it to double digits.
That's the big 10.
That means we're entering a new era of our podcasting.
Yeah, you guys have stayed with us for 10 whole episodes.
There's no more single digits.
No, they're gone.
We're in double digit zone.
For a while.
Do you think we can get to triple?
Triple? Yeah, I'm sure we can.
It'll take 2 years.
That's too long. Oh my gosh, you're right.
Yeah, if you do one a week, that's 50 episodes, basically. And we've missed a few.
Did you hear the words I just said?
No.
Yeah, we've already missed several.
We've missed several because we didn't really set a schedule, but we just wanted to try and see how we would do.
Who's counting?
This being our 10th episode, how do you feel that this whole podcast has gone?
Good. It's been a lot of fun. It's been hard to juggle sometimes because our schedules have been so busy, or like I don't get home till super late.
We're recording this at 8 o'clock, which is usually later than when we would normally do it.
Yeah. So sometimes it's hard to like find the right groove to fit it in our schedule, but we've been trying to record on Wednesdays and Andrew tries to get it edited and all that jazz.
And I've gotten really good at it.
Yeah. And uploaded on Saturdays. So he's been doing a great job.
Yeah, and using the publisher, the RSS feed, has really simplified that process.
I bet.
And I know I don't edit the video portion of it anymore. The publisher kind of takes care of that for me.
Mm-hmm.
But you're meant to listen to it, so video isn't necessary. And like, it kind of did the same thing anyway.
Yeah. I feel like until we actually get like a good video feed of us, like when we actually want to record what we look like and like how we do the podcast and stuff.
Can we just count our blessings that we are not doing that right now?
Amen, hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah. Because I look too good right now. I don't want to show myself on video.
Ooh! Looking good. Looking fresh.
Yeah, you seeing my freshness?
It's fresh, all right.
Oh, no. Not my freshness.
Not the fresh. How you been doing?
What's up? I've been great. So, this week at work, my foreman has taken a week vacation, and I am in charge.
He's the big man.
And let's just say, I have made some changes, and they are going very well.
Andrew's like the perfect boss.
So, get this. I have made a schedule.
Yeah, he showed me. He typed it up and everything. It was legit. He said, babe, look at the schedule. And I looked at it and I said, wow, this is great. I don't know what I'm looking at, but it looks good.
Can you believe how much organization helps?
Yeah, it's crazy what that'll do for a work environment.
It's crazy what organization does when someone can look at a reference sheet and know what we're actually working on and not have to scramble around and find paperwork that's buried in clipboards all over the shop.
Andrew said it's really helped this week, the guys like get together. And then you said you were ahead today, right?
Yes, today we are ahead of where I projected we would be. And my boss came to me and said, Andrew, where are we at? And I said, we're good. We're actually going to be testing it tomorrow. So we are ahead of where we want to be. And he said, Andrew, you're doing a good job. And I said, that's right.
Snaps for Andrew. Good job.
Thank you.
Those are pretty good snaps.
Those are some crisp snaps.
I don't ever snap that good. Usually you can barely hear it.
You have that chronicled and historified.
I don't even know what that means.
That means it's cemented in stone. Those snaps are permanent.
All right, well, good job at work.
Can you imagine listening to ourselves years down the road?
I'm going to hate it.
This frozen block in time that is just recorded and preserved.
Okay, I was actually thinking about this last week when we were talking about kids. And a couple days later, I was like, oh my gosh. What happens when we have kids and they like look back and they go, oh my gosh, our parents are so weird.
Delete it.
They sound so weird talking about all this random junk.
We passcode lock it.
You're right.
We parental lock everything so our kids will never find what we've said.
But you're pretty smart with technology. I feel like our baby will be smart enough to get around that.
They will.
Although I'm very bad with it. So, hey. I
am so good at finding loopholes.
Maybe they'll get my genes and they just won't care enough to do it.
No, it's going to be a combination of the two, or they'll be so smart that they'll know everything, but they won't care enough to do anything about it.
That's the worst.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
We've done this a lot on our date nights, and we haven't really gotten to a lot of our dates, our popsicle sticks, lately. I meant to say lately.
What's her purpose, bro?
But I will say this is my favorite date we've ever done.
It is a lot of fun.
Because it's the date that keeps on going.
Yeah, and it's nice because we actually get to, like, sit down and talk to each other. Because I feel like sometimes, like, we're busy doing our life stuff or...
Yeah, there will become a point when we're not... If we're not recording, we're not talking to each other. So, basically, this podcast is how we catch up with each other.
That sounds so bad.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, it's just that you're usually playing video games and I'm, like, cooking or, you know, like... journaling or doing whatever. We just do our own hobbies. We're still together, but we're not like sitting down one-on-one talking because we eat dinner and stuff and talk. But
yeah, I usually make an effort to eat at the table with my wife.
Thank you.
And not the TV table.
Not the TV table. We actually use our table.
Yeah, our actual table.
Yep.
And that's it. Thanks for listening.
All right, bye.
See ya.
No.
Ooh, it is storming a little bit. So,
oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, that's thunder.
Amazon Prime Days.
I actually did want to talk about that. So, Amazon Prime Day.
Wait, should we save this for recommendations or do you want to talk about it now?
I mean, it's what we've been up to. I don't recommend Prime Day because I hate Amazon Prime.
Okay.
But there have been some good deals yesterday and today. We're recording this on Wednesday, but it's Prime Day, which is 2 days. Go figure.
Prime Day.
What have you found on Prime Day that has caught your eye?
So I have ordered several downloads for my Kindle books, and usually they're like $10 to $12, but these were on sale for like $0.99 to $2.99. So I bought like 5-6 books, I think, ones that I've really wanted to read, but I'm like, I don't want to pay $10 every time I want to read a book. I've just been using like the library app. So I bought a couple of those that I know I will like. That was big thunder. So I bought that. Oh, and this wasn't Amazon Prime. It was actually TikTok. I found the cutest pair of pajamas. And they are this like really, really vibrant like red pink. And they have these cool like tigers on them. What do they look like?
Tigers.
Yeah, but like what style would you call that? Like Japanese tigers? You know what I'm talking about? Like that art style?
Yeah, like a woodblock print.
Not woodblock.
Yeah, that's what Japanese painting
is. That what style. It is?
Yeah.
Anyways, it looks like those tigers and they're all over and I can't wait for them to come in because they are so stinking cute and they were only $11. So I had to get them.
Had to.
So I spent a total of about $20 on Amazon Prime Day.
How much did I spend?
Andrew, how much money did you spend?
Okay.
He told me, he came over to me later and said, baby.
No, so Courtney was, baby, don't get mad at me, but I found these pajamas that were really cute, and I had to get them, and she showed them to me, and they were cute, admittedly. And she's like, I also got Kindle books, and I'm like, all right, I draw the line at Kindle books. But I said, hey, baby, it's okay. And she's like, okay, I know. And I'm like, all right, it's okay, because I was just about to tell you that I dropped $180.
I said, $180. I said, that's not fair. I didn't spend that much. And he said, all right, give you permission to spend a little bit more.
Yeah.
So, which I didn't, because I don't need anything else, but I just thought it was funny.
What did I end up getting?
What'd you get, Andrew?
It's a little bit of a surprise.
He hasn't told me yet.
I didn't want to reveal all things that I purchased, because a lot of them have to do with the podcast, believe it or not.
There's a fly flying around.
It's in the windowsill. It's okay.
So it has to do with the podcast?
Yeah, it has to do with the podcast. I just did a quick look on how much an adjustable mic arm would cost. Because we have the microphone sitting on a table in between us. And I was like, you know what? How much is a mic arm? And they were like over half off. I can see the fly buzzing around my head.
I know. It's annoying.
Oh my goodness. So sorry to jump between Amazon Prime Day and this fly, but it's just... But there it goes again.
It's circling Andrew like a halo.
It is circling me.
Let me see your fly. Halo, halo, halo.
This is going to be the worst.
It just literally keeps going in a circle around your head.
Okay, let's see if we can make it. So I did want to get another memory card for the Steam Deck because I'm addicted to... having every game I can possibly get downloaded.
So many memory cards. And they're expensive.
But I was able to get a really good deal on a terabyte. And so that was what I was wanting the most.
I feel like every time your cards get more expensive, every time you buy one.
That's not true. Sorry about that, guys. That fly was bugging the tar out of me. I had to decimate it. So I got another memory card. That's where we left off.
Update. Andrew was able to kill the fly.
I destroyed the fly.
Well, I took a poop break.
It was a little bathroom break. So we just took a little break there, and now we're back and better than ever. So, yeah, I got a memory card and some mic arms and some other objects that will be... Oh, we got another Echo Dot.
I'm so excited for that.
So we don't have to shout across the house to turn off the lights or have anything done.
Yeah, all of our lights are connected to it, so I have to scream, "Hey, turn off the lights!
Turn off the lights!" Every night.
Every night. No more. And every morning after Andrew leaves for work at 5:30 in the morning.
Okay, that I don't witness, but yeah.
But it makes me upset.
They're set to turn off at 7 a.m., and that's a bit too long.
Yeah, because you've been leaving at 5:30.
Yeah.
So I have an idea.
What is your idea?
Whenever we get to making a library, I think we should do in our back room a half. I think it should be like a library, but like half of it is like our little podcast, like studio looking thing. So like we can have all the bookshelves on one side. And then on the other side, we can have like our comfy chairs, the arm stands coming out of the wall, like they're drilled in the wall where we sit, a little table. And then we can do the grass wall right there with the neon sign.
Yeah.
Right? That sounds really cool.
Yeah, I definitely want to make a full grass wall.
I would use that room 24/7. That's where you would find me.
Okay.
Okay. Deal.
Deal.
You guys heard it here. Andrew agreed to make me a library. All right. Just wanted that on the record.
Oh, no. Have I sealed my fate?
So, yeah. Amazon Prime was good to us. My sister told me she ordered a lot of stuff from Amazon Prime. But she got a security system for like half off that she's been wanting for a while. And she said she got a really good deal on it. So, that's awesome.
Were there any other Prime Day desires that you didn't get but looked like a good deal?
Nothing that looked like a good deal. No, I didn't find anything else. I don't need anything else. I didn't need to spend any more money. So I just got off of it because I was like, I will spend money on useless things.
Yeah.
I know myself.
There was one book I wanted to buy that had a really good price on it. I think it went down to like $20 and it's like a $50 book. I'm like, that's awesome. And then I went to sleep, and I checked it earlier today, and it went up to $40.
Yeah, they'll get you.
I'm like, what in the world?
They do it on purpose.
And that's why I don't have Prime, and we steal it from my sister.
Pretty much.
Before we get into our topic today, I do have another sellout. So last week, for my recommendation, I mentioned Crumble Cookie. Mm-hmm. So today, I stopped by... And I got Courtney a little treat, and I want to turn it into a game.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited!
So I got Courtney some crumble cookies, yes! And she does not know the flavors. So my challenge to you...
You have to like close my eyes and guess the flavor.
You don't have to close your eyes, but you can look at it and guess what the flavors are that I got you.
Oh my gosh, you're the best husband in the world. Oh my gosh, look at them!
So I got you 3 minis and 1 regular, well, regular for them.
Okay, this one looks like an Oreo cheesecake.
It is not Oreo cheesecake.
No?
But you're on the right track.
Am I? Okay, there's like a white chocolate chip in here.
Okay.
Am I right?
Yeah, you can describe the cookie.
Is it a brownie and a cookie? Is it a brookie cookie?
It is not a brookie.
Can I eat it?
Yeah, I'm taking a bite. Take a bite.
This is some ASMR for you guys.
Some SMR.
Hmm. It's not cheesecake?
It is not cheesecake.
Am I right about the Oreo?
You are on the right track with Oreo.
I don't know. Oreo, white chocolate chip, swirl.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. Think ice cream flavors.
Oreo cream.
You're so close. Forget Oreo.
Oreo vanilla.
No, forget Oreo.
Oh.
Blank and...
Cookies and cream.
Yes, it's cookies and cream. So that is a cookies and cream cookie. Mm. So good, by the way.
It's delicious. I'm sorry that I'm chewing into the mic, but these are great.
Okay, so there's actually 3 minis in the box she hasn't even opened.
It's so cute. It's such a little cute tiny box.
It's a little baby box.
You're going to hear some bumping and thumping because I'm opening on the table.
Okay, open the box. Let me just... Get that box SFX.
Look how cute they are.
No one can see.
This one's pink lemonade in the middle.
It's close. It is lemonade, but it's not pink.
It's so cute. It's a little mini cookie with pink frosting and a lemon on top. And it's not pink lemonade, raspberry lemonade?
It's raspberry lemonade. So just by looking, she guessed that one.
This one's like blueberry cobbler or something.
You're close.
This next one, it's also a little mini cookie. with white frosting and blueberry, like, topping on it.
Why don't you take a bite of it? Take a bite of that blueberry.
Blueberry one. Pie.
Close.
Oh my freaking gosh, it's so good. Blueberry graham cracker.
So you have a graham cracker crust.
Mm-hmm. It's some kind of pie. Blackberry pie.
No.
I'll say this is obviously a blueberry. I don't know, tell me.
Okay, so you were guessing that this one was that flavor.
Oh, it's Oreo?
No.
Oh.
You cream? You kept saying it was...
I don't know. Just tell me.
Cheesecake.
Oh, blueberry cheesecake?
Yes, it's blueberry cheesecake.
Oh, so good. Okay, this next one is two cookies. This is like an ice cream sandwich.
No.
Cookie, ice cream sandwich. This is two cookies. Oh, cookie dough.
No.
It looks like cookie dough.
It does look like cookie dough. That would be a good flavor.
It's two cookies with powdered sugar on top, and then it has little baby chocolate chips on the side. Okay, I'm going to take a bite.
Take a bite. Maybe it'll help you.
Oh my gosh. This is a cookie butter?
No. Okay.
I don't know what it is.
So this freaking good. So this dessert is normally served in a tube.
This one's my favorite.
Is normally served in a tube.
A cannoli.
Yes.
This one's my favorite.
Yes.
It's freaking good.
I saw a picture of the cannoli and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Are these all for me is my next question.
Yes.
There is a God. Baby, thank you so much.
So you got all the cookie flavors correct.
Okay, wait, I gotta try this raspberry lemonade one.
So the raspberry lemonade is good.
I'm gonna die and go to heaven.
So we have cookies and cream, blueberry cheesecake, raspberry lemonade, and cannoli.
These are all so freaking good.
I know.
I will say the cookies and cream is probably my least favorite.
Really? I love that.
This cannoli one, I want a whole bed made of it, and I want to lay in it and just, like, lick the pillow.
So what I found through research is there are websites dedicated to duplicating the recipes of crumble cookies.
Okay, well, I need to try that now.
So I would say
this cannoli
we need to start documenting which ones we really enjoy. And then finding the copy recipes and experimenting.
Yes. Okay, well, now the dilemma is I have to sit here with these cookies in front of me while we record the podcast.
Well, that's just something that we're going to have to pray about.
Gosh, they're so good.
So I wanted to just treat you with that today.
Thank you. That was so nice. That was such a good surprise. And my tummy was hurting earlier. It feels better now. So thanks, Andrew.
You are welcome. Yay! And thank you to Crumble Cookie for not sponsoring this episode.
Hey, sponsor us because I want all the cookies.
So I said that the flavors change every Sunday and I was wrong. It's Monday. Like Monday morning is when the flavors refresh.
How could you do that?
No,
these are some good flavors.
Crumble Cookie, another shout out to you. And that was our Crumble Cookie segment.
It's just the texture of the cookie. It's like so soft.
Their goal is to make it slightly crispy on the outside and super soft on the inside.
Well, they 10 out of 10 succeeded. It's so good.
Yeah, those cannolis. I want so many more cannolis.
Okay, we can't talk about them anymore.
No, okay.
So, Andrew, what are we going to be talking about today?
Today, we're going to be talking about spiritual gifts.
Spiritual gifts, yay!
So what is a spiritual gift?
A spiritual gift is when you receive the Holy Spirit after you ask Jesus into your heart and you're saved and receive the Holy Spirit. Everyone gets their own personal and unique gift.
And there are so many.
There's lots of them.
How many are there?
I don't know, but there's lots. At least 20.
a Google search of how many spiritual gifts there are. Some say 20, some say 17, 16.
Yeah.
Seven?
Which I feel like some of them can, like, kind of go into each other, like, into overlap. A subcategory. Also, if you hear a little, it's our dog snoring. We can't get her to stop, so
just she is very ignore loud. Her. Yeah.
But anyways, so we want to make a little game out of this. Andrew, I have a list of 20 spiritual gifts, and I want you to try to name as many as you can, okay?
Oh, no.
And you can't list the fruit of the spirits. This is spiritual gifts.
The fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Good job. Now list the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Okay, Andrew, so go ahead.
All right. So mercy is one of them.
Mercy. Correct? Yep. One.
Okay. Wisdom.
Yep. Two.
Faith.
Yep.
Speaking in tongues.
Four.
Leadership.
Five.
Prophecy.
Six.
Miracles.
Seven.
Can you give me a hint for another one?
One is like, something seems right, or something seems wrong.
It's fishy.
Let me try to figure out what it is. What is that called?
Discernment.
There you go. Yeah. What was that? Eight?
Yes. Oh my goodness. If we're not counting right. Evangelism.
Yeah, nine.
Okay. Would interpretation of tongues be one?
Yes.
Okay.
Ten. I'm going to count it as one.
Healing. Healing is one for sure. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Prophecy.
Yep.
That's one you don't see a whole lot of these days.
Mm-hmm.
Did I already say teaching?
I don't know. Yep, that's one.
Yep.
I lost count, so that sounds like a good list to me.
Why don't you read the list that you found?
Yeah, so this is what they are. Wisdom, faith, mercy, tongues, leadership, prophecy, teaching, miracles, discernment, distinguishing between spirits, which I feel kind of is like the same as discernment, right?
Yeah.
Evangelism, healing. Gifts of healing, hospitality, giving, apostleship.
Okay, healing was twice.
Yeah, this is
this kind is of, a stupid list.
helps, shepherding, the gift of prophecy, the gift of tongues, the gift of faith, the gift of healing. So those are kind of basically the like.
That was also the gift of healing them. A third time.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, so Google might have been adding to that list some duplicates.
So, like we said. If you've accepted Jesus in your heart and you're a Christian and you believe in him that he died for your sins, he rose again, you are given the Holy Spirit. It comes upon you and you are given a unique spiritual gift. Andrew, I feel like a lot of people get tripped up in this. Is tongues the only spiritual, physical manifestation of the Holy Spirit?
I don't believe it is.
Why do you think that, baby?
Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 about the order of service, and he talks about the place that tongues has in that order. And tongues is the initial physical evidence of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but it isn't the only spiritual gift.
And right.
I think that there are other physical manifestations of the Holy Spirit in spiritual gifts, and tongues isn't the only one.
So would you say in the upper room where the apostles were when they started teaching and the Holy Spirit came down, they started speaking in tongues?
In other languages.
In other languages.
That's the key.
So is this the first time we see evidence of the Holy Spirit on someone?
The first initial physical evidence, yes.
Okay.
And the importance of them speaking in other languages is that there were people there to interpret what they were saying. And God's word was being shared through that.
Mm-hmm. And I think we've talked about this before, that we personally believe that there is speaking in tongues, which needs to have an interpreter present.
Yes.
And then there's also a difference between like someone's personal like prayer
language. Yeah.
Which I 100% believe in, because I know there's times where like, my God, I don't even have words. I don't have words to pray. You know what it is. Like, you know.
And there are scriptures that reference that as well. Even in the Old Testament, when the Holy Spirit wasn't even referenced as the Holy Spirit, just the Spirit of the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say right from the very beginning, you see the Trinity. You see God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit working.
Yes, in Genesis 1.
In creation, which is such a cool story. If you guys, what's that? Group called with the two guys.
Bible Project.
Yes. If you guys haven't seen the creation videos from the Bible Project or any videos, oh my gosh, I encourage you to watch them. Study Genesis. I know it's the first book and it's gone over a lot, but it's personally one of my favorite books. I really do like
they
Genesis.
They do such an amazing job at explaining all the context.
Explaining Elohim, explaining the angels, explaining the heavens, like how God made everything. It's so awesome. I encourage you to watch it. Also, I encourage you, we are here talking about our personal faith and what we interpret from the scriptures. We try to preach what's from the Bible.
Yes.
And I also want to encourage you, like, don't take our word 100% for it. We are human and we might make a mistake. Go study it for yourself. This is some really cool history. It's stuff that's actually happened and that God has given us.
And it's important to know the scripture because, as you've already heard, just Googling the list of what there is, it'll get you a lot of things that are redundant, and there isn't really any references for them right off the bat. So it's important to know what the Bible says about each of these spiritual gifts.
Yeah, it's God's breathing word. Breathing, living word. So, Andrew, have you taken a spiritual gift test before?
I have.
Me too. We actually, I think, took one at the same time when we started our church, right?
When we started our own church?
Not when we started our own church, but when we started going to our newer church.
When we took the Next Steps class.
Yeah, to be like, and
we
members.
We wanted to find our place to serve. They gave us a spiritual gift assessment, and we answered a bunch of questions to find out what our top five spiritual gifts are.
Oh, it was top five?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
Because I remember the big bubble for me was like teaching, and a smaller bubble was like pastoring.
Oh, that's cool, which is what you went to school for.
Yeah, it is what I went to school for.
I do remember mine was, my top one is workmanship, or help, I guess, technically.
Okay, help, workmanship, service.
And I get that a lot because, like, I like to be more creative. I like to be behind the scenes a little more. I'm more introvert, so I kind of like to do the behind the scenes work, help out on a project, or like...
You initially wanted to be a greeter.
Yeah, I did, because I wanted to get out of my comfort zone. I would say my other one was mercy.
Yeah, mercy was on mine too.
And I took another one a while ago, and that was like, I got hospitality on that one, which was another reason I wanted to be a greeter, which I do like people, but I'm not an extrovert. Like, it takes a lot in me. It drains me to be around a big group of people for a really long time that I don't know. So... But greeting would have been a little hard for me, I feel like. But I wanted to step out of my comfort zone, which I went with none of those, and I started serving kids ministry with you.
Go figure. So that can be another topic that we can talk about as well, is how do you discover your spiritual gifts? Does it help to take an assessment, or is it just something that comes naturally to you?
I think a little bit of both. I think taking a test is a great tool, and it takes several of them. You know, I wouldn't just take one.
Yeah,
I would take several of them to see how it all meshes together and see what your top scores are. And then also, I feel like you don't know until you're put in the position. So there's nothing locking you into serving anywhere. Wherever you're serving for the Lord. So if you're greeting people at the door, if you're parking cars at church, if you're working with kids, if you're cleaning up the sanctuary after service, picking up trash, like, you don't know until you do it. And also, I feel like praying and just asking Holy Spirit, like, okay, what is that one specific gift that you've laid on me, God? Like, what is that spark that you put in me that I can go forth and further your kingdom with?
Yeah. I think also a spiritual gift can be something that you normally wouldn't be capable of doing by yourself.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Because I feel like growing up, I did not like speaking in front of people. It was like my least favorite thing to do. Mm-hmm. And now I'm doing it constantly, teaching children and standing in front of people and talking. And it comes a lot more naturally to me now. But I didn't know that I had that capability until I exercised it.
Yeah, and I think you can definitely grow and shape, and I think it can change. I really do think, like, God and Holy Spirit puts you in a season and in a certain time, and I think just like your body changes, I think your spirit changes, not like
in a bad way, changes,
but
it's growing and stretching.
Yeah, exact. That's such a good point. Yes. Like, when I was in youth, I was on the drama team, and I loved being on stage, and I loved being in front of people, memorizing all the skits, doing all the creative, like, in front of people things. I wanted to be in the spotlight. I am 100% not like that anymore. I want to be as far away from the spotlight as I can possibly be, which I still love people, and I think if I got out of my comfort zone and I did a little bit more, I would probably like to get back into it, but I think just growing older and, you know, like a little deeper in my faith, I don't see myself there anymore. And that's not a bad thing. You know, I just think that God has put me in another season of life.
Yeah. So do you feel like you have been adequately able to practice spiritual gifts you aren't super world versed in and stretching yourself to grow into new areas of serving?
Yeah, that's a good point. I think with kids ministry, kids are challenging.
Yes, they
if
are.
You didn't know that. And the kids ministry is like its own little ministry in itself. And there's all these working parts to where it comes together. So I, along with you, I help teach sometimes. I run the soundboard for the kids' room. I greet parents and I do check-in and check-out. So I'm actively talking with parents all day long. I'm talking about how their kids are doing. I'm seeing how the parents are doing and how I can pray for them and how we can pray for their kids. We're passing out prayer cards and we're praying over these kids during the worship music at the end.
Yeah.
So I feel like all of those faucets in that ministry, like I get to grow all these different angles of me that I would have never seen myself in before.
It's a bunch of small parts of the big church.
It reminds me of the verse where it's like, you know, someone can't just be the arm and someone an eye or whatever. Like you are all a part of the body of Christ and you're all doing your job. And I feel like when you see it all come together, it's like, oh yes, God, this is good. Like we are all working together for you. It's just really cool to see how everyone grows in their own way, you know?
Yeah. We said that it would be helpful to take a test to assess your spiritual gifts. Mm-hmm. How many different tests do you feel like you've taken over the years? Because I've taken a lot.
Oh, have you? I feel like I've maybe taken 3 or 4.
Have you ever taken the DISC assessment?
I don't think I have. What's that?
That's, it measures your, like, introversion, extroversion, like, discipleship.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Does each letter, like, stand for something?
Yeah, they're, serving, innovation.
Is integrity one? Oh, no. Innovation would be good.
And there's another one, like, courage. I don't remember all the words to DISC, but DISC was one of the earliest ones I took when I went to Student Leadership University. That was the assessment that they used. And if I remember all the letters, I'll probably state them. I'll probably look that up.
Yeah, I think I've taken a spiritual gifts test in like youth group, in a Bible, girls Bible study I did. And then, so 3, yeah. And then when we started our church and wanted to become members.
Okay. So the DISC personality types are D is dominance.
Ooh.
I thought it was discipleship. I is influence.
Influence, okay.
S is steadiness.
Mm-hmm.
And C is compliance.
Okay.
So dominance is you want results, you're direct, you're competitive. That's like type A personality.
Yep.
Influence is enthusiasm, friendly, and optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
S is steadiness with sincerity, you're patient, modest. I was S.
I feel like I would be 100%. S too.
And C is compliance, where you are accurate, you're cautious, contemplative. That's like, oh, that's another version of basically the same thing, but it was with animals,
mm-hmm.
where you have the lion, which is D, you have the otter, which is I, you have the golden retriever, which is S, and you have the beaver, which is C.
Mm-hmm. Those sound like Harry Potter class.
It basically was the different houses we were putting into. And boy, howdy, there were a lot of otters at the college that I went to.
I feel like when I was doing an orientation for my healthcare field one time, we had to meet in person and like do a personality test. And I think 75% of the people that were there, they were in the blue category, which was like sincere, loving, helpful, like wanting to always help kind of thing. And it was really funny to see all those people lean that way.
Yeah. So that was the DISC test or the different spirit animals, I guess.
Spirit animals.
It was a Bible college.
Oh my gosh. So Andrew, do you feel like where we're serving in our church right now in kids ministry that you're using your gifts?
Yes, I do believe so.
Yeah, how so?
It's stretching my gifts and basically how to apply them to a younger audience.
Uh-huh.
Because I've worked with youth, primarily like middle school age students and college age students, but working with kids, you gotta present all those things in such a different way.
You got to get down on their level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's almost like you're trying to simplify it to something that they can understand.
Mm-hmm. And I like what our kids pastor says and what like our church says is there's no such thing as a junior Holy Spirit.
No.
You have the Holy Spirit, you have the Holy Spirit. And those kids, I mean, when you catch them in like true authentic worship, it's miraculous. Like,
yeah.
To see their hands raised and their eyes closed during worship songs, like, it literally, like, oh my gosh.
We worship the same God.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's pretty mind-boggling seeing, like, hearing the questions that the kids have at such a young age. Like, deep theological questions. Yeah,
they do.
These are things I didn't think about till like, late high school. And here they're asking these things. And they're not even 10.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Like, there's a hunger in the generational gaps, and it's getting smaller and smaller, and people want to know the truth. Kids want to know the truth.
Mm-hmm. Andrew, do you think that there's one spiritual gift that's better than another?
Yeah.
That's not the answer I thought you were going to say.
No, there is no one spiritual gift that's better than the other. It's all the spiritual gifts working together that makes them... That make up the kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah. Because ultimately, we are all given specific gifts, like we said, to further God's kingdom. Like, that's what they're for.
Yes.
That's
they're
what
not,
we're here for.
They're not for us. They're for others.
Yep.
And that's why their gifts is
they're for God.
With the power of the Holy Spirit, we are witnessing and being an example to others. Being able to do things that we normally aren't capable of doing ourselves so that we can share Jesus with the people that don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they can receive the same Holy Spirit too.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not just a gift for special people, like special people or talented people or people who can stand in front of an audience and can preach. Like, those aren't the only people who get spiritual gifts. It's everybody.
Everyone.
It's everybody in God's kingdom. Everyone who God has called. So, yeah.
So, I think spiritual gifts is something that we can continue talking about because I've been trying to think of some questions that I want to ask myself in regards to each spiritual gift.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if you, for example, look at faith, one question that I would, there's several questions that I'm looking into asking about each one, but how do you define faith? Like your personal definition?
I would think my personal definition of faith would be, this is kind of hard. I don't think I've ever been asked this question. I would almost think it's the gospel, like that I believe in the gospel, but that can't be it because people had faith before. The gospel is Jesus dying on the cross for our sins, but people had faith before that happened because they entered paradise before. So yeah. How would you describe faith?
Yeah. So. I want to do these for each one.
Yeah.
So how do you personally define faith,
for example? So we'll break it down. Yeah.
And then my next question would be, how does the Bible define it?
Mm-hmm.
So you can look at Hebrews 11. Boom. Hit. It was by faith that everyone did everything.
Mm-hmm.
You can look at how the Bible defines each one as well. So how do you define it? How does the Bible define it? And
how can you live it out?
Well, I'm getting to that. Another question I have is there someone that you can think of that exemplifies this gift?
Okay.
Is there anyone on the top of your head that you would say that is a person of faith?
I mean, like right off the top of my head, I would think of you.
You think of me.
And not even you, but like I think of the leaders of our church, like our pastor and our associate pastors, which is funny because I feel like everyone would have the gift of faith almost.
Yeah, but there's like not a single person that pops into your head.
No.
And that's okay, because I can see a lot of faith in a lot of people as well.
Mm-hmm.
But for each gift, maybe that would be different. Like prophecy, who would you say is...
Oh, my cousin.
Oh, yes. Yes, you've told me stories.
My cousin, yeah. Yeah, scary.
Scary accurate.
I'll one day ask if I can share some of her stories.
Yes, you have shared them.
Okay, so when we talk about prophecy, I'm going to message her. I'm going to ask if we can share some of her stories before.
So that's the one where you're like, okay, who prophesies? Yeah. But you have told me stories about your cousin and how what she had said came true.
Wicked crazy. Yeah. And these spiritual gifts, the gift of healing, the gift of prophecy, the gift of tongues, like, I feel like sometimes you hear these words and you think Old Testament, you think before Jesus, but these are still prevalent today.
Yes.
They're just as prevalent today as they were 2,000 years ago.
Yes.
So.
And I know a lot of these things are things we want to see more of in church.
Yeah.
And it's like, why am I not seeing these? Why am I not seeing healing and prophecy? And why is that?
Man, I think, honestly, it points to the end of times. And not in a weird, like, the world is ending right now. But I think it's just the way the world is going. You know, like, man, Lord Jesus, come back.
So, another question I would have is, you basically hit on it already, is, do you feel like you have this gift? Mm-hmm. And if you don't, how do you feel like you could improve it?
So, yeah, Andrew, I think for next time, let's make a list. Let's find the verse where it lists the spiritual gifts. We'll actually do our research. We've Googled it because it's late and we were not prepared. I was not prepared. So we will look up the actual verse. We'll give you the reference for it. And then we will read the list of spiritual gifts that scripture states. Did you hear Stelly? Meow. And then we'll go by one each one and we'll talk about it. I think that'll be really good for the next episode.
For later episodes, because
later episode
we'll mention it later. We'll mention it later.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't even, I have more questions pertaining to them, but that's the idea of what I wanted to try and do for each spiritual gift.
Okay.
We'll dive into them more because I want to go more into detail about each spiritual gift. It's something I want to challenge myself with. And stretch myself.
Yeah, I feel like this could be like episodes.
Yeah. And we hope that you'll join us for when we do that and be a part of the journey with us.
Yeah, it's going to be really good.
Hey, gang. Thanks for sticking it with us for these past 10 episodes. Thank you for listening.
Yay! Number 10.
Number 10.
Number 10.
1-0. 1-0. 1-0. I thought you were going to say it.
Oh, sorry. Nope. We're going to get right into it. If you guys could go ahead and give us a follow, a like, and comment on any listening platform you can think of, we're probably there.
We are on Spotify.
YouTube.
Pandora.
YouTube.
iHeartRadio.
Apple Podcast.
Apple Podcasts. RSS.
YouTube.
And YouTube.
So if you could follow and like us, we would super appreciate it. We love doing this for you guys, and we can't wait for more episodes to come.
Yay.
Number 10, let's go.
Back to the podcast. And our future podcast, we're going to try a different setup, and I think it's going to be really fun. So stay tuned for what that sounds like.
Stay tuned. It's going to be crisp.
All right, Courtney. So do you have any recommendations for this week?
I do. I don't have them written down, so it's probably going to be sporadic. But, ooh, did you see that crazy hand movement I did? I had, like, jazz hands, but only one hand was doing it. Okay. I'm not doing, like, a tandem read where the books go hand in hand, but I am reading two books at one time. This is the first time I've done this.
One book in each hand.
So I'm actually reading a physical book, and then I'm listening to an audiobook because I have a pretty long commute to my nannying job. So
your what job?
Nannying.
I heard nannying.
My babysitting job, because okay. I'm a babysitter. No, so I am physically reading Remarkably Bright Creatures. Oh my gosh, it's really good and it pulls on your heartstrings. I've said that for a lot of book reviews, but this one's really good. I think this is going to be one of my top reads.
Really?
For the year. Yeah, it's so good. It's about this old lady who works in an aquarium and she befriends the giant Pacific octopus that's there.
Oh.
And the story, it sounds so weird and I thought it was weird at first. But you fall in love with each and every character. Like, I love each character. And this old lady befriends this octopus. It's cool because it goes from her perspective to the octopus's perspective. And it had me crying. I have laughed. I've belly laughed And I've never done that for a book. It's really good. So I recommend. My other one that I... Oh, no, that one I'm listening to audiobook. My physical book is Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow.
The famous TikTok book.
The famous TikTok book. I'm not a fan so far. This is my first one that I'm like, I wish I would have DNF'd.
No.
Do not finish. I wish I would have done that to the book because I got about 25% in. And I was like, I don't really like the way this is written. It was written from a lot of different perspectives. It's written where it goes back in time. It goes to the future. It goes to the present. It jumps around in the timeline. And I can never tell where I am because there's nothing to specify in the book, like when she's jumping time. So it's kind of weird. And then I got 50% done. And I'm like, oh, I still don't love this. And now I'm 60% done. And now I'm like, I have to finish it because
the sunk cost fallacy.
Yeah, I'm so close. Like, I can't just not finish it now. So I'm going to finish it. But everyone's like, this book has changed my life. And I'm like, how? Because this is real boring. Like, it's almost putting me into a reading slump because like, I'm bored with it.
You just want books to just be gone.
I just want them to be gone. So,
and that's weird because that's a really popular one.
It is. And I'm not like that with a lot of books. Like, it takes a lot for me to not like a book. No offense to this author. I don't remember her name off the top of my head.
And if you enjoy this book, no offense to you
either. It's just not my writing style. Like, I'm just not a fan of the writing style. But those are the books I'm reading right now. I recommend go check out Remarkably Bright Creatures. And that's pretty much it. I've been really busy with work. So I haven't had a lot of stuff to do. Our Bridgerton tea went really, really good at the tea room. It went really smooth. I have a great team that I work with, so I couldn't have asked for a better event to go like super smooth and great. And it was fun. Everyone came dressed up. They crowned the season, the diamond of the season, which is something they do in the show. So it was really cool. And the desserts turned out awesome. My girls did a great job. So kudos to them. What about you, Andrew? Do you recommend anything?
I do actually have some recommendations. So
shoot.
I have been on a really bad trying to find different avenues to waste my money.
Oh, gosh.
And one thing that I've really been hooked on lately is different Kickstarter projects that are currently live. And most of them are board game related. Mm-hmm. There are a couple that I have backed recently that I am super excited for. One of them is called Moonsoon. Moonsoon.
M-O-O-N. This is the first time I'm hearing that he's backing these Kickstarters.
M-O-O-N-S-O-O-N. It's a style of 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh.
Where it has its own, like, races and campaign and its own, like, universe that it builds based on these different planets. And there's a god for each planet and a different ecosystem. And it just looks super awesome in its, like, mechanics and its creatures and monsters. And it just looked really super interesting. And the more I looked into it, the more I was like, all right, I think I can get behind this.
So this is a physical game?
It's a Dungeons & Dragons book. So it gives you the rules.
Oh, it's a book.
Yeah, it's okay. A book to give you the rules to do a campaign.
Okay, I didn't know if it was like some kind of like board game based off of it or if it was the book. Okay.
So if you know Dungeons & Dragons, it's just rule like playing pretend with rules.
Yeah.
So it's its own universe of this this universe that it was created for this campaign.
Yeah.
And it seems super, super, super cool. One other Kickstarter that I was looking into was a board game called Deep Regrets, an unfortunate fishing game. The goal of this game was you're like a Lovecraftian deep sea diver and you're hunting for different sea creatures trying to make a profit. And its art design is super creepy and mysterious.
Ooh.
And it's very eldritch and Lovecraftian, and it looks super awesome, and it's got like handcrafted board pieces where nothing that the game pieces that are all made for the game are like there's no plastics. It's all like wood and
like eco-friendly.
Eco-friendly materials.
That's really neat. That sounds like a fun game.
And it just has a really unique art style, and If you know me, I love sharks, and there was some sharks that were referenced, and...
Oh, yeah, that's what got him.
And so it can be played solo, it can be played co-op, and it just looks like a super fun game.
Cool.
So, Deep Regrets, the Kickstarter is at... Currently now, it's still live, and it has a week left.
Oh, sweet. So it's...
So maybe so a few this, more days by the time this goes up.
Is this to production? To get it to production? Or...
Yes.
Okay.
So Kickstarters a lot of times act like a pre-order, where you show interest in the product, and so you back it, and it takes a long time for it to get produced and made.
So it's almost like you're an investor in it.
Yes.
But you don't make any money.
You don't make you any money, but you basically invest how much, like, which tier you want to be involved in.
You invest in the game, pretty much.
Yeah. So those are my two recommendations. I might have more, but I don't need to spend any more money.
Nah, we're trying to save, and we've both been doing not good.
No. Why do they keep having good deals?
I don't know. Consumerism.
Stop trying to take my money. I need it.
I need my money.
Last week, we had no money, and we spent it all.
It reminds me of that meme where it goes, I work, and I work, and I have no money.
Story of my life.
Oh, man. It's great. All right, Andrew. Well, I think this was a pretty cool podcast, and I can't wait to talk more about spiritual gifts.
I can't wait. Oh, before we go,
yes.
Next week's episode is going to be a special one. Why is it going to be special?
Yes, next week is going to be special because we're going to pause spiritual gifts, and we're actually going to be talking to my sister.
We're going
to
have our first guest.
Our first guest. Woo, woo. We're going to interview her, and we're going to talk to her about all things marriage, family, kids, some stuff that she's gone through, family. It's going to be a great episode. I can't wait to record with her.
And we're excited to have her on.
Yeah. So you'll have to definitely check out next week. It's going to be such a good episode. I can't wait.
Yeah. Super excited for that too.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, Courtney, leave us with something meaningful.
The grass isn't always greener on the other side.
Nailed it. Marley just farted.
Does she? Oh,
it,
no.
It stinks so bad.
Why can't I smell it? Oh, no, I'm nervous. I'm going to cover my mouth. Is this for her whole today? I'm going to smell it. Oh, my gosh. Marley.
Someone tooted.
Hey, Andrew, speaking of topics, what are we talking about today?
So today we blah, blah, blah. That will be at the end.
Hey, let me take a sip of this while we're
what the as so oh my goodness, the dog ripped another one.
Oh my gosh, it's so bad. Her butt is pointed right
oh,
at us.
Oh man.
Mar. Oh my good gosh. Lord Jesus, bless her heart.
Blech.
Oh my gosh, it smells like Charlie's dirty diaper from earlier.
Ooh. Call this one stink flies.
Stink flies. That's good. Oh my gosh. I'm gonna throw up. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's a linger.
My cookie hair. Part of my cookie.
Can we just make it to the end of this episode, please?
This is so annoying.
This is gonna be.
That's a helicopter, isn't it?
It's a mosquito thing. This is gonna be a nightmare to edit.
I'm so sorry.
This is gonna be our worst recording ever.
I'm sorry, this is going to take forever. Yeah, it's already a minute, or an hour and 20 on the computer.
It's a minute
and
20.
I'm sorry, babe.
I blame the dog.
We also took 15 minutes to start at the beginning.
And poop. I'm dead.
Oh. I'm going to eat my cookie now.
Yes, you can eat your cookie now.
It's only 9:40. Took us literally 2 hours.
Yeah, we did start at 8.
I'm gonna eat these cookies in bed and go to sleep.
Okay, I'm right there with you.